Well, it was. I thought we played a heck of a first period. Probably one of our best 20 or 18 minutes. The last 2 minutes, they scored a goal. But I thought we were tremendous in the first. Great energy, great commitment to winning hockey. Really involved in the game, engaged into the game. They came out, were better in the second. I think we kind of fed into that, too, with some of our turnovers that were committed. We derailed our own game just by the way we were playing and managing the puck and the decisions. Then obviously we're really happy the way we finished the game. I thought third period, you know, they had a couple opportunities. Sandman stood strong and we were rewarded with a goal and then carried home the rest of the way.
The players said that you tried to downplay the opponent tonight and how much it meant to you, but they didn't think you were being entirely truthful, that it actually meant quite a bit to you. How motivating was it? How good does it feel?
You know, my message to them was I'll sleep pretty good tonight and enjoy this one. I told the coaches before that I think this, I was a little bit more anxious before, and I think it was all day too. It wasn't just before the game with my feelings. And again, as a coach, I was trying to figure out why I felt this way, and I think a lot of it had to do with just leading up to the game.
Along those lines, Gillies was in front for two of the goals. Was that him having a little inside knowledge on how to get to those areas, or was it his maybe extra motivation against his old mates?
I think it was extra motivation. We talked about it before the game, that one of our keys to the game was we had to make it tough on Backstrom. You got to create traffic on him. Minnesota does a really good job kind of deflecting people out of the shooting lanes so he can see the puck. So we had to get in his vision. We had to get in those shooting lanes. We had to work extra hard to get there. And, you know, first goal was a great example of it. Backstrom never saw it. And we had a couple guys out. Obviously, Colton was right there. I don't think it was that Colton knew anything. It was just that we have to get to this area. And that's true with any goaltender in this league. We got to get in their vision. We got to make it difficult on them where they can't come out of their crease and keep them deep in their net.
Second time this year you've won back-to-back games. Just from your perspective, to string good performances together, finally to get rewarded two games in a row.
Well, it's, you know, we played such a good first period. And to come out of the period 1-1, you know, as a coach, you're asking the players to do certain things, play a certain way. And for 18 minutes, we played that way and should have been a, you know, 3-1, 4-1 lead. And Backstrom was great. And you're coming out of the period 1-1. So as a coach, you're concerned about that. But the guys stuck with it. And to me, that leads into Thursday's game about just exactly what you said, continuing to do the right things. I think the last nine periods now, I mean, we aren't perfect. We make our mistakes. But the hard work usually makes up for those mistakes. And you got players now that are committed to a shot, and that's what it takes right now. And it just seems over the last nine periods, that's what we've been doing.